I'm Xavier, and this is your Brussels Daily Briefing for Thursday, 19th March 2026.
I'm Lynn, and the forecast is pure spring. Brussels woke up around 3 degrees that felt like zero under clear skies, and WTTTR says we'll race to 16 this afternoon with roughly 12 hours of sun, a dry easterly breeze, and humidity hovering near 40 to 50%.
And because weather is more than sunbeams, the Irkel particulate dashboard is still locked behind robots. TXT this morning, so no fresh NO2 or PM data yet, but we're nudging until the feed reopens.
Victims group Live for Brussels wants concrete action before Sunday's 10-year commemoration of the 22 March attacks. Only 7 of 46 parliamentary recommendations are actually fulfilled, and they want the guarantee fund so the state pays survivors first and hunts insurers later.
They also want pension clawbacks frozen, MEDEX reassessments enforced, and equal recognition for first responders and the kids who lived the trauma, because a decade on, they still feel abandoned.
Extinction Rebellion carried that impatience to Rue Belliard, branding Cefic a 45 million euro toxic lobby dump, blasting the Antwerp Declaration for trading climate ambition for deregulation and promising rolling actions until chemical and fossil pressure stops watering down EU law.
Closer to the curb, Ombuds Bruxelles just roasted parking, Brussels for copy-paste replies, disappearing meters, blurry commune borders, and scan cars spitting fines before the first notice arrives. Catherine de Brucker wants duplicates wiped and a pause on killing cash, horror detours, until an inclusive alternative exists.
Meanwhile, the EU summit has Schuman on lockdown from 7 this morning through Friday, with Loi, Froissart and Charlemagne only open to badge holders, street furniture removed, Schuman metro entrances 4 through 8 sealed, and STIB buses 27, 36, 59, 60 and 80 crawling along detours.
There is one bright mobility stat, though. Setaib counted 202,000 taxi bus rides last year, up from 40,000 a decade ago, meaning 168,000 door-to-door trips for people with disabilities, 85% now, through partner taxis, while reforms are drafted with riders.
Community energy was loud in Anderlecht too, where Palestinian Diaspora for Heritage, Amo Alhambra, Bewegging.net, and Friends served a solidarity iftar on Place Clemenceau, mixing harira with Ukrainian dishes and earning Mayor Fabrice Kump's praise for reclaiming the square with calm, interfaith vibes.
And on the media beat, we're still locked out of fresh bruise copy because of their consent wall, but the poking continues until that feed flows again.
That's today's loop. Enjoy the sun, give Schumann a wide berth, and we'll be back tomorrow with more Brussels stories.